Safety
arriving
glasses.
To an NFL training camp with your brother, what was that like today?
It was fun. It was a very telling of his music taste, which wasn't great. He got fired of being DJ about 20 minutes into the drive, so I'm surprised I let it go that long.
Can you tell us what was on the playlist?
I don't even know. That's how bad it was, Joe. I have no idea. I've never heard of this music before. A lot of weird house stuff. I don't know. Something he picked up in Minnesota, I'm guessing.
Can you kind of give us, not at the risk of getting too much of a play-by-play, but did he come pick you up this morning? Y'all drove down.
He stopped by my house. We load up my car. I figured since I've come here a couple times, I'd be the one to drive down here. But it was fun. It was fun to come up here with my brother and get excited for number 11.
Ever think that would be a possibility? I mean, obviously in the NFL, you can end up just about anywhere.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, we've always talked about it, but for it to be real, I think is pretty exciting.
Do you all have roommates here? And if so, are you rooming with them?
No, we all have our own rooms, but we're in close proximity, and I've already sort of driven around the campus and let them see where all the different areas are, where we're going to be, just so he gets familiar with that. But yeah, it's exciting.
I'm guessing you have a kind of line where, like, you want to introduce him around, but you don't want to be hovering him. Is that accurate? Or?
Yeah, honestly, my relationship with him since he's been down here hasn't been any different than a new teammate that would have come into town and shown him around. You know, as far as when we get to the facilities and things like that. But no, I mean, obviously we're brothers, so, you know, we're going to spend time together, but for the most part, I think we're teammates first here, and that's the exciting part.
Ryan, I know you're a little bit limited in the spring. Are you fully cleared now?
We still have some rehab to do, but I'll be ready to go game one.
And what was your reaction when you heard about the front office being drafted?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think it was a surprise to a lot of players, and having your GM be let go a week before camp, but, you know, it's the NFL. Things happen. It happens to players all the time. So, you know, I think fortunately for us, I think it was a smart move to bring Marty back and have that familiarity and a guy who I thought was a competent GM to begin with. And, you know, he's here now, and I think he'll be good for us in moving forward and getting the season started.
Make tomorrow a little bit easier. I mean, there's nothing – I mean, that really says moving on. The fact that you guys are on the football field, it's time to go to work.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's there's separation there, but also, obviously, these are people that we work with day in and day out. But, yeah, the season's here now, and there's nothing that can be done about that other than moving forward and finding a way to win. And go ahead.
How disruptive would a front office move like that be? And you stated why it might be, but compared to something similar involving a player move like that, or is it basically the same kind of deal that you have to deal with?
I think it depends on the player, and I think it depends on the timing of it. You know, I think at this juncture, when it happened, is not as disruptive as if it would have happened right before the draft or. You know, the roster is pretty much set for the most part. Obviously, we're going to need a GM moving forward to make decisions on how we bring the roster down to what it needs to be. Again, I think it was a smart move for Mr. Richardson to bring Marty here, and I think he's somebody who will fill that void well and do a good job for us.